الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وقل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم صدق الله العظيم. We discussed that there were three basic gunas which are the cause of almost all of the other gunas. One was the love of dunya and the love of wealth. Because of that, a person commits what gunas. The second was the love of name and fame and position. There is also a thing which comes over and over in a person, that everyone must listen to me. Everyone, what I say must go. Yeah, what is important, where there is a fine line of distinction between where a person has got authority and it is necessary for him to exercise his authority. Like you're the head of the family, Allah made you. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. You are the imams of the house. That the dua is, make them muttaqi, and then you are imamul muttaqin. But you are the imam. So in the, you can't say that I'm the head of the house. Why must they ask me, let everyone do what they want to? There will be chaos there. So their authority is necessary. And we have the ustad in the class, the principal of an institution, the head of the firm. If these people don't exercise their authority, there will be complete chaos. But this is that what matters don't relate to you. You don't have any authority over it. Like, for example, we discussed in your town, somebody else starts a Darul Uloom. That's not under your jurisdiction. They want to start. By all means, let them start. It's good. Let them start. Anything else like that. You are running a business. Somebody starts a similar business right next door to you. You haven't got jurisdiction over him. Let him start. Let him carry on. Your rosy is your rosy. His rosy is his rosy. Why are you feeling offended? This is that you want it over this, beyond your control. What is not in your control, and you want that also, everyone must ask you. Everyone must refer to you. All credit must come towards you. This is also a very basic guna, which is also totally haram. And not only haram, it is also one of the mothers of all the other sins. All other terrible sins come because of this. Then the third one in this line, which also causes plenty of other sins, the over limit of desire and passion which is in a person. And that, as we read in the tafsir of the dua, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, save us of the fire, the adab of the fire. The tafsir which Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has made, وَقِنَا غَلَبَةُ الشَّهَوَاتِ الَّتِي تُؤَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ. O Allah, save us from too much of lust and passion which takes us towards Jahannam. And so beautiful tafsir, so much of passion and lust you must have, that you have children. Allah Ta'ala made it the system to keep this world abad, that the children will be born from marriage. And for that you have to have that lust and desire. If you haven't got, you won't have children also. How will this nizam of the world carry on? But on the other hand, to have so much that you go into haram, over the limit, this is what is totally forbidden. And very sadly, if we go and see what the West, which the agents of Shaitan, actually it is Shaitan who is causing all this, what they have done, that the sex has increased today, but children are gone less. Even in a halal, legal marriage, what they want is that you must have more and more sex, more and more you satisfy yourself, but no children. That the children, and the object of this was for the sake of children, that the world be abad, that, and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that tazawwajul wadud al walud, marry a woman who makes love also, and who gives birth to plenty of children also, who is fertile also. And then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمُ, that I would like my ummah to be the biggest on the day of Qiyamah. So the object is of marriage, that there be more children. But today that their propagation, in India they say, ek do bache hote hai, ghar mein achhe. That you just have one, two children, that is good in the house. Don't have too many children. And here also, the woman at a woman, Allah's system was, A woman goes under her menopause, round about the age of 55, round about there. So till then she can have children. But if a woman dare have a child at the age of just over 35, 40, and see then what and what don't they tell her? How they will rebuke her. What rights have they got? But they will rebuke her. So that is their system. Our system is completely different. So anyway, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was, what was his age? 120. And his wife was 99. And she gave birth. And no, the child wasn't deformed in any way. Okay, they were Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala's special help. But the Mu'mineen also, Allah's help, and this is Allah's Nizam. Anyway, so this is a guna also that a person has to keep control of. And before coming to the actual guna, one of the major causes of the guna, there are quite a few. One of the major one again is coming back to the old same subject, the food that we eat. And today the ingredients that are put, especially in the fast food outlets, they actually, and this they don't hide it, they put that to increase the desire of a person. And because the idea, right on top of Shaitan's agents, are the Jews. And what they want is to get the whole world involved in all other things, while they rule from on top. When a person has, when his lust overtakes him and he wants to do something, he doesn't care about anything. His duties he puts aside, and his work he puts aside. Everything else, his religious duties are out of the question. He just wants to satisfy himself at that time. So then where will he be interested in politics and in anything else? The same way what they have done with sports also. Today sports also, they have beguiled people, put them all into these things while they rule from on top. And what we are supposed to do, we should take control of our affairs. Like it is advertised so much, take control over security again. We should be taking control over our affairs. And our affairs are not only our, just always remember, an ummati is not one individual who is just making his own ibadah. And we are not only responsible, keep our scope clear and our horizons clear. We are not only here in this world to make our own ibadah. We are not here in this world only to make the khidmat of deen. Whether it is through darulums, khanqa, tabligh, jamaat, writing of kitabs or social welfare work. What we are really responsible is to establish the Islamic khilafat. To see that there is an Islamic way of life. By order of law, it has to come into the world. And each one, this is also one guna we should make tawbah from. That how much have I contributed to this? Even at least just in dua, did I make dua? That Islamic khilafat must be established. If there is the Islamic Khilafat, remember always in every, all ages, every part of the world, the people of the country are influenced by the government of the country. What the government is, people are influenced by that. And in which line the government goes, people go in that line. Today all the governments, what we call even Muslim countries, the governments are against Islam, against the ways of Islam. That is why the vast majority of the masses also going in that same direction. So if the governments are an Islamic government, people will also automatically get inclined towards Islam. In fact, one of the, in jihad, what is actually Islamic jihad? It starts off with going to give da'wah to the non-Muslims. All the jihad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this light. That they used to go to the different places, give them da'wat. And the law is clear. For 3 days, give them da'wat of Islam. Call out the azan there. And tell them, we are giving you 3 days. After that, either you choose. You accept Islam, you are equal to us. You rule your own country. We don't need your area, we don't need your country. But rule it according to the law of Allah Ta'ala. If you don't do that, then you stay under us. You pay jizya, you pay the tax. And this also basically what it was is what I'm trying to say, that when there will be an Islamic government, those people can see Islam from close range. Up to now they heard of Islam from far, that Islam is a very brutal religion. Islam doesn't give rights to women, keep women like animals locked up in the houses. You heard that, but now see actually with your own eyes, experience Islam firsthand. You will stay under our control and you will actually see what Islam is. And the third option, if that also you don't agree, then the sword will decide between us. Then we declare war and jihad against you. That is how jihad starts in everywhere. So today we're not even doing da'wah to non-Muslims. So there's no question of jihad. And when the Islamic law is reigning supreme, the government, and Islam didn't force anyone to accept Islam. Just that the sword will decide. How is that? The example of that is, there is a fire somewhere. And now the fire brigade is coming to put off the fire. And the fire brigade comes with its own tone and its own warning sounds. And now 2-3 people sit in the road of the fire brigade. We're not going to allow you to pass. And there in that building, 1,000 people's lives are in danger. So the fire brigade is not going to come and plead with them and stop. That you understand, please go out of the way, we want to go and put out that fire. It will trample them and go over so that it goes and save thousands of people. So that is the Islamic jihad. That those people who want to make a blockage for Islam, for the truth to come in the world, you can't plead with them, you can't beg them. You'll just trample them and you'll go and save the millions of people who are going to the fire of Jahannam. What is this dunya's fire? The fire of Jahannam. So to save them from that. So that is when jihad will come, to save the millions and the bulk of the people from the fire of Jahannam. So with this also, Islamic Khilafat, we should at least make dua for it. Have the desire that Islamic law come. Today, how many of us, perhaps not who are sitting here, perhaps hopefully, but other people, like we know, in many places, the Fajr Azan, who is it who really complains? Not the Hindus in the area, not the non-Muslims, the Muslims complain. And they use other Hindu people, put them up, you go and complain. But who is it? So if we don't have the desires of Islam, then what do we want? If you can't get up for Fajr, but you are causing a blockage in here. Eh? If this is not nifaq and hypocrisy, what is it then? So this, unfortunately, we are still suffering from that. So we should have the desire that Islamic law, Islamic Khilafat comes in the world. When that will come, the people will incline towards Islam. It will open the ways of hidayat for thousands of people. I said, Islam doesn't force anyone to accept Islam. When you Muslim, now you have to fulfill every command of Islam. But if you tell you're not a Muslim, it is your choice. And you can stay, and they stayed happily under Islamic law. Only Allah made Hijaz-i Muqaddas that no non-Muslim will stay there. But besides that, throughout the world where the Islamic government, non-Muslims are allowed to worship, to have their churches, to have their synagogues, their temples, they can carry on. But they are under Islamic law, they can see Islam, it is very it induces them greatly in order to accept Islam. So, coming back to our subject, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this guna, this lust, this desire, which has been made common in their system of government, and which they are promoting to such an extent that even unfortunately our government, how many governments of the world have legalized same-sex marriages? To what extent has this got? That a person... Once we were traveling in India in the train, we met some, in those days they called them hippies, whatever they call them now, from Europe, America. These people that we had met were from America. I asked them, what makes you become a hippie? They explained, they said, they are not poor, extremely wealthy, children of extremely wealthy people who have enough money. And then they tried everything, tried this, tried that. Finally, when they tried everything, now what? So then they choose this way of life, to carry on like tramps. Hippie is just another word for a tramp. A tramp, a hobo, a vagabond who hasn't got anywhere to stay anyway, he just moves around with his little bag. He's just moving. That is their life it becomes. These people, even they have this, they let me build my own shop. They build their own shop also. In their yards, they build their own caravans. You can go and buy a ready caravan, you are so wealthy, but just that desire, shock, what must I do in my life? Something I must do. Finally, when all that desire gets finished, they say they turn to this way of life. So just like that, man, they even, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, told his people that, yeah, my daughters, get married to them and enjoy my daughters, I'll give them to you in nikah. They said, no, we haven't got desire in your daughters. When man goes to this extent that he has finished his desire in woman, now what? And bestiality, going to animals. going to the same sex and trying to satisfy one's desire. Just see this guna, where it starts and where it leads to a person. It leads a person right to this point where he starts enjoying himself in the total haram. A place which is where there is no dissatisfaction. Just as we had mentioned, the person, when he doesn't guard himself, then this filth and dirt he starts enjoying. Then halal and haram is out of the question. What actually is the actual filth and dirt that a person starts enjoying? In that also we should see that how many of us, we only enjoy cold drinks where these type of things are added in there. Today, why has our enjoyment gone to those things? Pure zamzam water, we don't like zamzam. Why is our taste gone off zamzam when this was so desirous? This was the thing, actually, forget zamzam water, ordinary fresh tap water, extremely so healthy. Have at least 10 glasses a day. Water is absolutely necessary. But why? We don't even put water on our dastarkhans these days. Today we put all the other things. Why? If you want juices, fruit juices, don't have really the juice, have the fruit. The amount of benefit that is in the fruit is not in the fruit juice. If you want to have, all right, have juice. But then again, those juices where gas is added, where so many synthetics are added, so many preservatives, tartrazine in so many things are added, are so unhealthy. Why do our desire, and we only enjoy those things, why don't we enjoy natural? This also then happens in the same way. Your wife, which Allah has made halal for you, why don't you enjoy her? That woman, the other woman, the street woman, why is it that today our enjoyment is in the street woman? We just to those who want them, get them in whatever way. Otherwise, just looking at them. How many good people satisfy themselves looking at the street woman? While your own wife, no desire. No, you don't have any desire. Why is this? This taste of ours that is gone wrong. So this is primarily one of the major things in this, is the food again that we are eating. And even many of us are happy we're getting Zamzam cola now. And we're getting how many other colas and how many other cold drinks? All of them. One friend of us told a certain type of juice. Some Egyptian two brothers had bought a machine from Germany to pack this juice. Everything right, no problem. The machine came from Germany. But what those people did, they put such a code in that machine that the containers for the juice, only the ones they supply can work in that machine. That machine costs a huge amount of money. Any other very, very similar containers, it wouldn't work. So they kept their money going in this way that you will always have to buy the containers for us in which they pack the juice. So these people work like that. So today we might be, it's a Muslim firm making cold drink, but the essence they have to use, they kept that in their hands. That they won't give in your hands. And what is going in that essence, everything else you are putting above board. But what's going into that essence which comes, which you don't know? Coca-Cola company was taken to court by the Indian government many times. And when they come there, they never want to disclose the ingredients. Yeah, in our country, Maulana Ahmed Sadiq Saab of the Majlis, how openly he writes against it. If they could manage it, they would have taken him to court long ago. But they know in court, if the question will come, declare your ingredients. That he is accusing you of using this ingredients, so now you declare what ingredients. Because of that, they'll never take him to court. They can't take him to court because they can't declare the ingredients. So what we don't know where and where what they are putting. I have mentioned previously that we went to Standerton. Maulana Ismail Khan is there, who is the chief who looks after the halal interest in early bird chickens. So he said himself, he's the head of all the inspectors, and there are about 5-6 ulama who checked there. So he found the whole tray of the cut-up pieces and quite big, bloated. So he knew they inject it, and they make it big. So he asked them, why do you inject this with this, whatever they inject it with? So they said, when you people know that what you are injecting causes diabetes and causes blood pressure. They said, we inject it to increase the weight and to make the meat look big. And today we all go for those big, big white meat pieces. And they say clearly, we inject it whether the sugar pressure, blood pressure of a person goes up, his sugar levels go up, that we don't. That our other brothers will deal, will give them medicines again. Our other brothers will first diagnose them, charge it for it, and our other brothers again will make the medicine and supply the medicine. And in that medicine again, most blood pressure tablets, then you find your sugar also starts going up again. So all the side effects of all this, so they've got a system of working. So therefore, in all these things, they put openly, it's not a secret, it's an open fact. That is, in the fast food outlets, things, they inject such things, they put such things, whether in the name of essence, whatever, to arouse the desires of people. So therefore, that is one major reason why people have this too much of desire in them. And then they fall into haram. Besides that, even our own halal, proper, healthy food of the house, where we should avoid too much of meat. Meat causes the desires to arouse in a person. And many people say that if we're going to have this farm chicken, desi chicken, the supply will never meet the demand, the amount of demand. So why today there is no meal without chicken? Without meat, there is no meal. Whereas, and today we have abandoned totally all dars. And dars have been made badnam, causes gas. So just cut out all the dars. Whereas dars are extremely healthy. And just add something, bicarbonate of soda or something, the gas story will go out. That dars cause too much of chest burn. So therefore we don't have dars. There are simple things which you can add and it will balance that. Vegetables. Vegetables are so good. And all this, then our desires will be kept to a level. You won't have this too much of desire. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that even your own halal wife, don't make her all the time halal. Though she is halal for you, but don't make her also all the time halal. And a person, his strength, absolutely very, very important. He must look after his strength. When one drop of semen to be produced requires 40 drops of blood. And 40 drops of blood, you have to eat like that so that you produce it. And when you lose one drop of semen, therefore, Allah's system, young boys especially have a lot of wet dreams. So all that their desire goes out in that. That extra power they have got all goes out in that. So they are saved of haram. Allah has made that system. So that it just goes out in that. When you don't allow it to go out, then your strength remains with you. Now, a person in deen, for tilawat of Quran, we need a lot of physical strength. Forget spiritual strength. In order, if you understand the subject matter especially, and to take that, the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, its power is, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. The Quran has got the power that mountains will move. For us to absorb and to be able to read, you need that power within you. And then further than that, the meaning of it, to understand the meaning, the subject matter is extremely heavy. If you don't have that mental capacity, you are weak. You won't be able to take the Quran Sharif. So keep your strength with you. Don't lose your strength all the time. Even with your halal wife, keep your strength. For zikr, many people don't enjoy zikr. Why don't they enjoy? We haven't got that strength within us. To concentrate, you need a lot of mental power. Then you can concentrate. Many of us, namaz, I can't concentrate. Quran Sharif, I start reading, my mind starts going away. Zikr, I just don't think again. My concentration is not there. Till you don't have that mental power. And therefore, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, Nafil rozas for students, they shouldn't keep also. It's nice to keep, but your mental power, they have to concentrate. And to study kitabs, Allahu Akbar, to study fiqh kitabs is the most difficult. Until you don't have a proper mental power, you can't concentrate and get to the depth of the masala. You superficially, you can take your sabak, it will carry on. You'll even get 90 in your exams and 95 also you'll get. But to get to the depth and not to get tired. Today, we had students here from Saudi. 10 minutes in the class and they say, we're tired. We have to go out now. It's too heavy for us. And we have to go out and smoke now. And we have to relieve ourselves. To study, you need hours and hours. And if you don't have that, so when you satisfy yourself, even halal ways with your sexual desires, all your strength is going away. for dua, you need lot of power. Hafiz Qari Ghulam, who's making our imamate for Taraweeh, he asked me to make dua. I tell him, I get exhausted now. You need strength and power to make dua, to focus on Allah Ta'ala. And what your need is, one is you just make a superficial application for it. Ya Allah, give me this. But one is you put your heart, you put your soul into it. That is what is called dua. And for that you need strength. Physical strength, spiritual strength I'm not talking about. Physical strength you need for this. So for all these things we need lot of strength. So when all our strength is going, and today not in halal, in haram it is going. The thoughts of a person, to benefit from your thoughts, to focus. Well, today all the time what are we thinking? Why in Taraweeh namaz what are we thinking? Making tilawat, we in atikaf, what thoughts are coming? All this year. So one is the food we have to see. Another very, very important thing is it starts from the schooling, our environment, what is our house environment, all that. For example, many people are becoming conscious not sending their children to school, where there are mixed schools, boys and girls together. What is going to happen? It's a natural thing. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, all Buzurg say, if you put butter next to fire, what is going to happen? If it's not butter, if it doesn't melt. And if it doesn't melt it, it's not fire. It has to happen. But boys and girls, men and women, Allah has put this. If you put, there is one little, like a toy or a game also, that they have a boy and a girl, or a man and woman with magnets in them, and they just pull to one another. They come to one another. That's natural, it's going to happen. If you are working with your secretary and you're not getting attracted to her, you're not a man. She's not a woman. It's going to happen. Therefore, Allah has put the laws. Wherever you're going to mix with women, it's going to draw you. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this woman dressed so scantily. Actually, by their dressing, what they are saying, if you're a man, come. They are giving that invitation. Though again, on the other hand, they made laws. Now it is sexual harassment. Now it is this, it is that. They light the fire. One Buzur told it very beautifully. He said their system is to light the fire and then say, don't get burned. They put boys and girls together. Picnics, parties, all boys. Matric parties, Allah Akbar. Don't even talk about matric parties. And those schools which are known as Islamic schools, and the girls are invited to come, and they come in limousines to that, and a red carpet is put out for them, and how they are dressed on that, and maulanas are present there. Now what state, where have we reached? And this is called now, in the name of Islam, all is done. One is, also remember one guna, at one time I was also in favor of Islamic schools, etc. One maulana explained to me, when I told him that in other schools also sins are happening, he says their sins are happening not in Islam's name. But here in this, it's happening in Islam's name, all the sins that are happening. And this is much more worse when it is happening in the name of Islam. So all this here. So whether it is the schooling, the household, so many people are not sending their children to schools. We'll do home education. Very good. And there are a lot of merits, and there is not. I'm not discussing that subject, but it is very beneficial also in many ways. But still, see what textbooks you are using. That is also important. Then again, see, then the textbooks doesn't mean only there mustn't be pictures in there. In a magazine, this was printed in our country. One madrasa had printed that the Islamic school of their town teaches Darwin's theory of evolution also. And when the teacher was approached, it was in class 9, standard 7, that they have to teach it. When the teacher was approached, why? He said, it's my syllabus. And he's a Muslim teacher and teaching Muslim children. And what is Darwin's theory of evolution? Totally kufr against the teachings of the Quran, that man was born from monkeys. And the forefather was a monkey, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh explained so beautifully. Somebody told Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh that Hazrat write a thesis refuting Darwin's theory of evolution. Hazrat said, what need for that? There is no need. They said, Hazrat, so many people, Muslims are going astray. Hazrat said that everyone has got the right to claim his lineage. I say my father is Ibrahim, his father was Suleiman. Everyone will say, he'll say what his father, everyone. So if these people, they're not only saying, But they are adamant to say that their great-grandfather was a monkey. Our system is such that if my father, grandfather, Allah protect us all, say he was a crook or he was an alcoholic or anything, we cover it up. We're not going to go and talk about it in front of everyone. But yeah, their forefather wasn't a monkey. They say it's a monkey and they're going to every odd to prove it that he was a monkey. So if this, their monkey business has reached this, then what to say about such? And we follow such people. We have made them our imams. These people, yeah. So anyway, this the one thing was the food. The other thing is this education which we are getting. In the schools, what is being taught to the children in the standard class 9 also, same standard 7, history. What they are taught, standard 7 and 8, what history they are taught? European history. We are in South Africa. What have we got to do with European history? You want to become some great politician, you'll go and study history afterwards. But at that age when the child's mind is hardly developed properly, and he's studying European history. And what is in this European history? What the poor child, myself, all of us who went through this, Allah make us maaf. Till 2 o'clock in the morning, we're studying history, we're writing history paper today. And what were we studying? When was Napoleon born apart? Now, whether Napoleon was born in one piece, he was born in a part. What have we got to do that? But we breaking our brains that he was born in this year, he was born in that year. Now, what have we got to do with that? But all those things. That whole study of this is calculated. It's worked out. So that amongst many other things, one is that it is the major thing that by that education we remain subservient to the West. That we are the slaves of the West. That mentality is being created whether you are taught maths or you are taught science. But that mentality comes through that the West are our masters. They are our leaders, and we are under them under any case. That whole thing, and we don't realize that in South Africa, the black people, the non-white people, how they fought to set the country free. Many people used to say the white government's administration is very good. You will get water, you'll get lights, you'll get roads, all that. But why did they fight? It's a matter of dignity. That how we are being treated. We are free people. Why must we be treated like prisoners and slaves? We must have our freedom. But the same thing in the new South Africa. All the countries of the world in the education system, that you are slaves of the West. You have to follow their system. The government, Pakistan became a free country, so to say. India became a free country. What is the legal system? British law. Pakistan is a Muslim country. Why don't they have Islamic law? But they have British law. That whole system is their system still. And this we don't understand. So anyway, food is one thing. The education is another thing. The whole education system is to make us that we get attracted to one another. And where you put their system is you light the fire but don't get burned. Islamic system is don't light the fire. So there's no question of not getting burned. Don't put boys and girls together. The minute Sharia has said, when children, at what age is it that they must be separated in their beds? 9, 10. Then separate them in their beds. Brother and sister. Allah's system is, you don't have inclination, no matter how beautiful your sister is. You are so handsome, but Allah has, unless those have become worse than animals, that's a different story. Otherwise, you just don't have a desire for your sister. But that also Islam told, separate them. And now watch them. Now all, the Quran Sharif is explicit in the 18th Supara. Children of this age now, they must take permission when they come into the parents' homes, etc. Why all this? So to maintain this thing properly. Then you grow further, you hardly still baligh. When a girl, what is called siyani, that is now the signs of buluh, of becoming baligh, have come in that girl. Now treat her with the rules of parda now. Let her be the separation there. And see our buzurg in this field, how they have maintained that. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, he says when his daughter became siyani, not yet baligh, say roundabout, and girls become normally earlier baligh, some by the age of 12. So by the age of 9, 8, 9, he said, I never looked at her in her face. His own daughter. Today we know what is happening in the world. And not in the non-Muslim, very sadly, what's happening in Muslim homes. What terrible things are happening in Muslim homes also. So Allah Ta'ala has warned us against this. If you don't control your sexual desire, and you don't bring it under control, and this guna, you don't work on this, you'll become worse than an animal. Which the Quran says they are like animals, they are worse than animals also. That today with the same sex story is an open thing. Little children all know about. And they are being taught at school all these things. And that these are things, it's your human right. You have to, it's your, if you got that taste, you must go in there. So just if you want to eat poison, all must allow you to eat poison. If you want to commit suicide, all must, it's your choice now. You must commit. But yeah, it is illegal, the law says. You're not allowed to do that. And there, it is legal there. What was immoral is legal. What is immoral here and what is worse, this is not allowed by them. So this is their system. So one, the schooling system we have to see. Magazines. Don't think if you just look at a picture. Once our Sheikh Ahmed Barakatuhum was traveling, we were all together in the same aeroplane. Hazrat was looking at the in-flight magazine. And when he opened one page, the picture of a naked woman. He closed it immediately and he called us all. And he says, I can make my own Tawbah. But I'm making all of you witness that from today I won't open this in-flight magazine. Because there is a possibility there is such a thing. It's not always it is there, but there is a possibility. So how much don't we have to guard ourselves? So the food that we eat, and then our education and our environment. Today, billboards, how are you going to protect yourself? You control your eyes as much as you can. But remember the eyes, the camera of the eyes is so sharp, so sharp. You see a woman in the dark and the whole picture is imprinted immediately in your mind. And you can describe her. We were in Jamaat in Raiwin. My apa was worth. And it was a year we were in Jamaat. So I wanted some a dress sewn for her. We one day entered Raiwin, where all the shops are in front. In those days, today, I don't know the picture, it's maybe different. But we went through. And the tailors all are sitting, lot of shops. So I came back, I said, I want a dress sewn for my wife, and I'll bring one of her dresses for the measurement. What he told me, I saw her, I'll sew it. And though she's in proper burqa and that loose burqa, but this is how the mind of a man works. He pictures that whole thing. And today in India, the immigration, the security, America gave them such cameras that when you pass through the security, it shows your actual body, whole body. Naked body. They rejected it again, they turned it. So we don't know what and what is happening. Where and where you go. How many doctors are caught that they've got cameras in the change rooms for the patients, etc. All these things. How careful mustn't a person be? So these gunas, this is a guna also, and it gives lead to many other gunas also. So food we have to see in this. And the other thing is, even in our houses, the outlet foods, the fast outlets, we should shun that completely. And even in the house, don't have everyday meat. Don't have everyday chicken. And chicken is the hottest of all. More than cow meat also, beef. This is also very hot. If you do have, the best to have is goat. Sheep also, and today, go and see for yourself, find out for yourself. The feed, that chicken itself is hot. Even if you have a chicken reared at home. But the feed they are giving those chicken, that is even worse. That makes it even more. Then as I explained, they inject all these things into them. The same thing, the sheep industry, the food that they are giving them, the feed, it is also developing all this. Beef is too much. The goatish industry is still too small. They're not interested in interfering with that. And easily to get goat meat. But what again now Shaitan tells us? No, too much smell comes in the goat meat. All the time other people are eating goat meat, they're not getting smell. Only poor South Africans. Too much smell in the goat meat. So try and have, if you have goat meat. That is all right. Camel we don't get here. That also is not hot. Otherwise beef. And also venison. That is also very hot. Though there is no cholesterol. All venison is zero cholesterol. But at the same time it is also hot. So all these things have it, no problem, but very limited. So watch our food. Many of us that my guna, my desires, my Islam will never be made. But see what we are eating. What those things are bringing. And then the environment, the education, and then the billboards, and then there's TV, then there's news, and just listening to a woman's voice. So much the fuqaha have stressed that the woman's heel must be also covered. You don't know how much it arouses a man. But today, what is the heel? The whole body is naked. So we, without us realizing it, how much it arouses a person. And then, All the other, the billboards, the magazines, all these things. So therefore, control those things. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala really has been the most, He's Arhamur Rahimeen. He's the most kind. When Allah Ta'ala, when we were children, I was born in Primrose and grew up there, and all a white area. The only, we were our family Muslim, our neighbors were family, our landlords, they were Muslims. And then there were colored people living there on the side. I remember as a young boy, my father was so particular, marhum, for my elder brothers that they mustn't even come to near the front door because those colored girls used to walk there. So that also, they don't even come near there. And today we mix with them, we pass them, we talk with them, everything. All these things without us realizing what a effect. So Allah Ta'ala, more than what a father can be kind, Allah said, لَا تَغُدُّ كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. They tell to the believers, your eyes, watch your eyes. And then you have cut it, you have caught it in the bud. You cut it right at the root level. You are that guna. Allah, and all this starts with the eyes. It comes in a hadith sharif that an-nazru sahmum min sihami shaytan masmum, aw kama qala alayhi salatu. The eye, the gaze of the eye is an arrow of shaytan, a poisonous arrow. Hey, when a person looks, there everything, now you start thinking. And then the thoughts come, which Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi say, wallah khabirum bima yasna'un. That Allah Ta'ala is aware, not bima ya'malun. That what you do, yasna'un, is sun'at, like a factory making something. Now when you look, now your whole body becomes like a factory. You don't just make amal, you start making products now. Your whole body starts working now. The first thing he says, that Allah khabirum bi ijalati nadar, that how you are looking with your eyes. That some people, they got glasses, but they look over the glasses. So how you are looking, the person thinks you are where your glasses are, you are looking here. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, you go to a doctor, he's examining the patient female, but his glasses, she thinks he's looking down, but he's looking over the glasses. And then for that, you don't even need glasses to look. You see better without the glasses also. For other things, you can't see without your glasses. But when you start looking over your glasses, then it is more dangerous. Some people wear sunglasses. And why? So nobody can see where their glasses, eyes are going. But remember, meri nazar par unki nazar paas baat hai. On my eyes, whether they are under sunglasses or under the burqa of the eyes, the veil of the woman, Allah knows what you are looking and where you are looking. So this year, this guna, it starts right from there. Then you start thinking. Then Mu'allama Alusi writes further that when you look, now your whole body, movements of the body, why are you walking in that direction? And why? You are Sufis up, but why are you putting your topi also straight now? Even that now, the shaitan, Allah knows why you're putting your topis, and why you just no comb also, but now quickly you're doing this. You're going to buy a ticket or you're going to the bank teller, and now you're doing this also. Why? All, Allah is aware of all those things. All the movements in your body, your private parts, how they are moving, Allah is aware of all those things. So therefore, وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. And this is one rare case where Allah gave specific instruction for women separately. Though women generally, they don't have that amount of this lust and desire what men have got. Normally this is in the share. Very few women have. But today the West is exploiting that also. Making them believe they also have got desire. And that they also are being satisfied. The West is working on this. And if you haven't got, go and see a doctor. That why haven't you got it? You must go and find out from a doctor. Whereas it isn't. By nature Allah. Therefore this guna is more committed by men. Today it's a reverse. Thing. Today, woman, one friend of ours told us, they were in Jamaat in Brazil. They went and confirmed tickets, and the person with his amama he wore was looking very impressive. The girl told him, I'll book a hotel for us, and you spend the night with me. So that impressiveness, there is also, we should see too. So what, just like one person, alim in Pakistan, pious person, young man, very handsome, wealthy also, dresses very well. He came to Hazrat, he was dressed very shabbily. don't clothes and not properly. Hazrat asks, why you did this? Why you dress properly? Allah's ni'mat, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Express the ni'mat of Allah. He said in Haram of Makkah, an Egyptian woman saw him. He was dressed well, properly. And she fainted when she saw him. So we cannot imagine what was the handsomeness of Yusuf alayhi salam and the handsomeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, from that day, not to let anyone be in fitna, I bid Allah, our Shaykh hugged him. That this is what a person should do. That today we want to attract. If Allah has kept natural attraction, beauty which Allah has given you, this is not sharafat, let it be sharafat. Let it not be shar or afat. That your sharafat has become, Allah has given you nobility, has given you beauty. A woman also, she must protect her. More they must sort of not dress well at all. If Allah has given you that, a man also, don't express your handsomeness and your beauty everywhere. Keep it concealed. One major reason why the world knows that Yusuf alayhi salam's handsomeness, all the people, Muslims, non-Muslims, that his handsomeness was so great. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam was definitely much more handsome. But nobody compares handsomeness with Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The reason Allah put parda on it. Like if your wife, you really love her, you keep her in parda. Diamonds you don't throw out on the road. You keep them concealed. So Allah Ta'ala put a spiritual parda on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So everyone couldn't see the handsomeness of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise by any time, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam's handsome, every Nabi was made extremely handsome. But Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam's handsomeness is more than all the Anbiya put together also. But Allah put a parda on that handsomeness. So this is, we control ourselves in this. If we don't, and remember also, and this is from experience, our Shaykh also says, you can become 80 years old with all your piety. And you can be a Shaykhul Hadith and Shaykhul Tafsir and Muhtamim of a Madrasa. If you haven't worked to take out this disease of looking at women, it won't go. You will be teaching Hadith and you will be suffering from this. There are how many people in India moreover that people have reached what levels, but homosexuality is not going out of their lives. That evil, that terrible sin is still in their lives. Where and where they have reached on the one side. Otherwise, the other side, this bestiality is not going out of the tabiat. This is a third person thing a person has to work. And as long as ghairullah is in the heart, how is Allah going to come in that heart? A person is in tahajjud, is in ibadat, is in du'as, in arafat. But his mind is going towards all this all the time. So this is, and this again gives a lead to all types of other sin. How many murders are not committed because of this? How many, the first murder was of the same thing. Habil and Qabil, he killed his brother. For what did he kill? Just for woman's sake. The first guna of murder in the world was for this. Until today, how many of these sins are being committed and how many other sins? A person earns haram just for the same thing, just in order to satisfy this. A person neglects his own wife. Every person, Allah has made a desire of woman in a man. A woman needs somebody to protect her. Allah made it through the system of nikah. But yeah, now you got your legal wife. And when the two are married, you don't prepare your bedroom, the whole family prepares your bedroom. They are making it up for you. More than what the hotel room can offer you, they give you everything in your room. Everything is there. Now enjoy your wife. But we start fighting with one another. And then what is the cause of it? It is not, many people think, my wife doesn't respect me, she doesn't give me love, she doesn't give me attention, so therefore I went and looked for it somewhere else. No, you're looking for it for somewhere else, then you are getting deprived of it here. And you are not getting deprived, you are thinking you are getting deprived. Because you went look for it somewhere else. And the minute you start going outside for your satisfaction, you'll never get your satisfaction at home. That person's marriage becomes Jahannam for him. He doesn't get enjoyment at home. And a person who doesn't even look to woman outside, doesn't satisfy him outside, Allah will give him his full satisfaction with his wife. That person's home in this world will be Jannah. What enjoyment he will get with his wife. And yeah, it is legal. It is respectful. When you want to commit haram, how lot of psychological problems you have got. If I get caught out here, if that woman has to blackmail me for the rest of my life now, what and what? Your whole life is destroyed in that. Allah looked after your izzat. Allah looked after your health. Allah looked after your deen. Allah looked after your dunya. Allah looked after your akhirat. When Allah said, don't even look. Don't even start. Cut it off right from the root. So this is also one major thing that we have to work on. And ayyam ma'dudat. This 40 days, give 40 days in the company of your sheikh and then spend it and work on this, inshallah. Allah will free you of the shackles and the chains of this lust and desire, which many a person who thought my islah can never be made, especially in this field, my desires are so bad, and what thoughts come to me, and what I have done, what and what I am doing, Allah will free you of all that. And then see, جِئْنَا لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا. See from the narrowness of this world, what freedom Allah will give you. And then see where the potential of the Muslim youth will be used. Today the potential of the Muslim youth in throwing a ball, in hitting it, clapping hands, shouting, fighting, in women, in cell phones, this is our potential. And Muhammad ibn Qasim, 17-year-old, conquered Sindh, conquered India, Pakistan. Hey, all, how many of the Ashabi Kahf, young boys, what and what didn't they achieve? Our potential is being destroyed totally. The West is exploiting us, we don't realize. Hey, and we are singing their song all the time. They are sending us to hell, and we tell them, thank you for it, sir. You did me a great favor sending me to hell. This is what is happening. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to take us out from all this. And it all starts with one basic thing in this field, looking after our eyes, the sexual desires and lust of ours. Control it. And it can be controlled, otherwise Allah shouldn't give us. And then see where our potential, the Muslim ummah's potential will be used. Allah give me, save me, save us all, and protect us and guide us in this field also. This is Islah, my dear brothers. Making lot of ibadat, nurun ala nur, bahut mubarak. But if you are not making your islah, you are suffering in this disease, what are you doing? You are in that bottomless pot, that pot filled with dirt and filth, goo and pishab and sharab, and you are putting biryani in there. First remove all this. See, clean this from us, and then see how our heart will go in tahajjud. Then see youngsters what ibadat they will make. See the jihad that will come out. See the service of deen that will come out. Service of mankind that will come out. When we will cleanse ourselves of this filth and this dirt and this impurities. May Allah give me and us all understanding and give us tawfiq. And may He out of His fazl and karam make it easy for us.